الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, friends, one of the prerequisites of benefiting from any gathering, from any majlis, is that we listen attentively. Sometimes we might listen to a hadith or a quotation that we have heard previously, but if we do not afford it its correct and due respect, we would hear it multiple times, but we will never be privileged with the ability to practice on it. Ata ibn Abi Rabah, rahimahullah, the great African scholar, and really that in Islam we look at the qualities of a person. Someone describing Sa'id ibn Jubair, rahimahullah, said, "Kana aswad al-lawn abyad al-khisal." He was a man with dark skin, but the complexion of his qualities was fair. His attributes were fair, were shining, were sparkling. So Ata ibn Abi Rabah, rahmatullah, he used to say, sometimes a person used to narrate to me a hadith, and I would give it the full attention as if I'm hearing it the first time, whereas I heard it before that man was born. A person would narrate to me some hadith, main itne gaur se sunta tha goya ke main pehli baar sun raha hu, halanki unki paidaish se pehle maine suna tha. So if we listen attentively, inshallah, that will benefit us. May Allah give us that correct understanding. The second and the important thing is that we sit with the intention of our own Islam. Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Muhajir Madani, rahimahullah, I read in one of his maktubat, he was giving some advice to brothers that were going out in Jamaat. He said, ye kaam nihayat aasan hai us shakhs ke liye jo apni islam ke liye karta hai, aur nihayat mushkil hai us aadmi ke liye jo dusron ki islam ke liye karta hai. He said, this work is very simple for somebody who does it for his own reformation. And it's extremely daunting and cumbersome and colossal and challenging for someone who does it for the reformation of others. Shaykh Sadi Rahmatullahi one day performs the Hajjud prayer, the nocturnal prayer. So he kept his son and he tells him, get up and let's perform Salah. So the young boy gets up and father and son perform in Salah. So the boy remarks, he says, Abba, we perform in Salah, lekin dusre log to soye hue, others are in sleep and slumber. So Shaykh Sadi Rahmatullah, he said to him, that if you're going to get up and speak bad of others, then rather you also sleep. If you're going to get up and sit and speak ill of other people, then oh my son, go and sleep. Someone asked Rabi ibn Khutaym, rahimahullah, the great tabi'i, ma li la araka ta'ib ahadan. I noticed that you don't ever speak ill of others. Are people so good? Are people so good that you don't find fault with them? He said, wayhak, woe be to you. Ma ana an nafsi bi radin fa atafarragu min dhanbi ila dhanbi an-nas. I am not even happy with myself. Where am I going to find time to moan and groan on others? And then he said the most amazing statement. He said, inna an-nas khafu Allah fi dhunub al-ibad wa amanuhu ala nufusihim. He said, the problem is today, we fear Allah on behalf of others. So I'm telling somebody, brother, how can you live your life like this? I don't want to die like that. Wala to apne qabar mein kya karega? How will you face Allah in your grave? And regarding myself, ammanuhu ala nufusihim. No, I'm doing fine. Allah is happy with me. So I am fearing Allah for your vices, but I'm not fearing Allah for my own vice. I am afraid of Allah on your behalf, how your dealings are, as if subtly implying that what I am doing is correct. Mufti Taqi Sahib has made mention in his famous kitab Tarashi, one incident of Imam Yazidi and Imam Qisai, that they met once, and it was the time of Maghrib Salah.
And Imam Kesani led the Maghrib Salah. And in Surah Kafirun, he heard. Quran, nobody is perfect. Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he heard such a great Qari, the Imam of Kufa, a great Qari like him. So when he heard that after the prayer, Imam Yazidi made a remark and he said, this is a point of reflection. If a great legend in the field of Quran like Imam Kisani can hear, then I guess none of us can really claim excellency in Quran. Faith had it that he said it and they moved on. Subsequently, they met again and it was the time of Salah. And this time Imam Yazidi led the prayer only to know he heard in Surah Fatiha. And then he said, احفظ لسانك لا تقول فتبتلى إن البلاء موكل بالمنطق. That don't speak ill of others. Don't speak ill of others. You barely speak of ill of others. And then you find the condition coming back on you and bouncing back on you. Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, نعيب زماننا والعيب فينا وما لزماننا عيب سوانا ونهجو ذا الزمان بغير ذنب ولو نطق الزمان لنا هجانا وليس الذئب يأكل لحم ذئب ويأكل بعضنا بعضا عيانا ديانتنا التصنع والترائي ونحن به نخادع من يرانا. These are so apt and succinctly said by Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayh. نعيب زماننا والعيب فينا. We condemning, exposing, ridiculing this person, this individual, that institute, that person. والعيب فينا. Where is the blemish? The problem lies with us. One day Hazrat Imam Hasan Rahmatullah Alayh mentioned, he said, all the problems in the world are because of my wrong. And today I say that the good that's happening should come because I'm wrong. Because whatever good happening, I'm not taking credit, but Alhamdulillah, it's the humble servant. We take credit for the good. And whatever wrong, we point fingers to everyone else. وَالْعَيْبُ فِينَا وَمَا لِزَمَانِنَا عَيْبٌ سِوَانَا. And really there is no other problem besides me. وَنَهْجُو ذَا الزَّمَانَ بِغَيْرِ ذَنْبٍ وَلَوْ نَطَقَ الزَّمَانُ لَنَا هَجَانَا. We're saying the world is like this, the individuals are like this, the institutions are like this, the scholars are like this, the fraternity is like this. Let the earth speak up and the earth will say, I have seen humans from the inception of time. I've never seen people like this. وَلَيْسَ الذِّئْبُ يَأْكُلُ لَحْمَ ذِئْبٍ. A wolf is synonymous to cunning, sly, malicious. It's got sinister motives, right? Think of a wolf and slyness comes to mind. Think of cunningness and a wolf comes to mind. But he said, as cunning and as sly as it is, it doesn't devour and prey on its own. But today the human has stooped so low that one human openly eats another human. He openly condemns and exposes and speaks ill. What's left in our worship? At the sunno. To fabricate, to pretend, to be artificial. نُخَادِعُ بِهِ مَنْ يَرَانَا. And we're just out to deceive people. So two important things, we listen with attention. And we listen with my reformation. Allah, I need to change my life. And I need to look in my own life. And if that is something we will internalize, then inshallah we will benefit and it will effect a change in our life. The verse that I recited before you, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written in my Quran, that this is the beauty of the Quran. Wherever Allah inspires us with a command, Allah then provides us with the formula to internalize it. So the injunction of the Quran is, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah. Oh, you who believe, Allah said, no, fear Allah. Allah said, kaise darenge? How do we fear Allah? وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Utter the word which is candid, which is accurate, which is correct, which is absolutely concise. So, how do we fear Allah? Allah provides us with the formula in the very next ayah. Again Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. Oh, you who believe, fear Allah. Allah, how must we fear you? وَلِتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Start reflecting on your preparations of tomorrow. There is a tomorrow that the Quran speaks about. سَيَعْلَمُونَ غَدًا مَنِ know who's the blatant liar and who's the arrogant. Again, Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu uyuhubinin ittaqullah, fear Allah. Allah, how must we fear you? وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Associate and assimilate with those that are honest and truthful, and by virtue of your association, you will derive taqwa. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said, طَلَبْنَا تَرْكَ الذُّنُوبِ فَوَجَدْنَاهُ بِصَلَاةِ الضُّحَى. We were searching for the formula to abandon sins, and we found the secret was found in offering the forenoon prayer. When you offer Salatul Duha, then Allah will give you that strength. وَطَلَبْنَا ضِيَاءَ الْقُبُورِ فَوَجَدْنَاهُ فِي تِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. And we were searching for radiance and brightness and effulgence in the grave, and we found it in the recital of the Quran. Early in the morning to recite Quran, in Bukhari Sharif, Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu's couplets are very famous. وَفِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَتْلُو كِتَابَهُ إِذَا انشَقَّ مَعْرُوفٌ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ سَاطِعُ أَرَانَ الْهُدَى بَعْدَ الْعَمَى فَقُلُوبُنَا بِهِ مُوقِنَاتٌ أَنَّمَا قَالَ وَاقِعُ يَبِيتُ يُجَافِي جَنْبَهُ عَنْ فِرَاشِهِ إِذَا اسْتَثْقَلَتْ بِالْمُشْرِكِينَ الْمَطَاجِعُ وَفِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Amongst us is the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Allah addressing the Sahaba said, remember you have this great bounty that the Nabi of Allah is amongst you. So amongst us was the Nabi of Allah, يَتْلُو كِتَابَهُ, reciting the Quran. إِذَا انشَقَّ مَعْرُوفٌ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ سَاطِعُ. Just as the flush of dawn, the break of dawn, as morning comes piercing through. أَرَانَ الْهُدَى بَعْدَ الْعَمَى. He showed us the light after darkness and blindness. فَقُلُوبُنَا بِهِ مُوقِنَاتٌ أَنَّمَا قَالَ وَاقِعُ. We have absolute conviction on the inevitable realities that he has prophesied and that he has mentioned. فَقُلُوبُنَا بِهِ مُوطِنَاتٌ أَنَّمَا قَالَ وَاقِعُ يَبِيتُ يُجَافِي جَنْبَهُ عَنْ فِرَاشِهِ إِذَا اسْتَثْقَلَتْ بِالْمُشْرِكِينَ الْمَطَاجِعُ. And he engages in prayer and salah at the time when it's very difficult for others to separate from their beds. So Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said, طَلَبْنَا ضِيَاءَ الْقُبُورِ فَوَجَدْنَاهُ فِي قِرَاءَةِ الْقُرْآنِ وَطَلَبْنَا عُبُورَ الصِّرَاطِ فَوَجَدْنَاهُ فِي الصَّوْمِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. And then we were looking for the formula to cross the bridge, and we found that Allah has kept it in observing the fast and performing the prayer. وَطَلَبْنَا ظِلَّ الْعَرْشِ فَوَجَدْنَاهُ فِي مَحَبَّةِ الصَّالِحِينَ. And then we aspired for the proximity of Allah. We aspired to receive shelter from the throne of Allah. And we realize it is in associating and assimilating with the pious. This is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this great bounty. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said, I sat in the company of many, many, many scholars. مَنْ تَفَعْتُ مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا بِكَلِمَتَيْنِ. And if I have to give you a synopsis and a summary of my years, I sat in the khidmat of this man and in the service of this man and that man, and if I have to condense all that in two words, I learned two things from them. الْوَقْتُ سَيْفٌ. The first thing that I learned, time is such, either you exploit it or it exploits you. You say, I'm killing time. No, time is killing you. I'm not killing time, time is killing you. Al-waqtu sayfun. Qata'tahu aw qata'ak. Either you exploit it or it exploits you, one of the two. And the second thing is your ego. Shaghaltaha bil-haqqi aw shaghalatka bil-batil. Either you're sitting in this program or then you're surfing the net. Either you're reading the Quran or then you're going through unsavory sites. Either you glorify Allah or then you're seeing through porn. Either you're engaging in the worship of Allah or then you would be preoccupied into some vice or evil. So either you engage yourself in the right or then you will be engaged in vice. You don't have another choice. Atta ibn Abi Rabah, rahimahullah, he was was one of the distinguished scholars and ustaz of Imam Abu Hanifa. Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, "Ma ra'aytu afqah min Hammad wa la ajma' lil 'ulum min 'Ata ibn Abi Rabah." From my scholars, I didn't see someone with a greater understanding of jurisprudence than my ustaz Hammad. And I never seen someone who could imbibe more knowledge in his heart and his bosom than Ata ibn Abi Rabah. Salma ibn Kuhil rahmatullah alayhi used to say, "Ma ra'aytu ahadan yuridu bil 'ilmi wajh Allahi 'azza wa jalla ghayra ha'ula'i thalatha, 'Ata'un wa Ta'usun wa Mujahidun." Three people I can vow for, their intention in the acquisition of knowledge was only the pleasure of Allah. Ata, Ta'us and Mujahid. So regarding Ata rahmatullah alayhi is mentioned that the secret to his great height was two things. أحكم سلطانه على وقته وأحكم سلطانه على نفسه. He was very, very particular with time. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi describing the Sahaba said, أدركت أقواما كان أحدهم أشح على عمره منه على وقته. كان أحدهم أشح على وقته منه على درهمه. The Sahaba were more possessive over their time than their wealth. You ask them for money, they say, "I have a problem today," but you couldn't get time off of them. We like, "Brother, relax, man, chill, the night is young." They were basir, they were shaheed when it came to time. They were very, very protective. No, you're eating up my time, you're consuming my time, you're eating up so much of me. So when it came to time, they were very, very protective. They were possessive. They were obsessed with their time. Money, they were casual. Yeah, you can have, you can take, no problem, as much as you want. So this was the great secret in the life of Ata ibn Abi Rabah. And the second thing is, he had discipline in himself. Like Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib alluded this morning, a believer has to have a timetable. Allah has ordained our prayer and our salah with time. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. Everything is proportioned and fixed and calculated. The life of a believer is very methodical. It's very measured and very calculated. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa a'udhu bika min shatati al-amri." Oh Allah, save me from being disorganized in my life. A believer has an active timetable. He starts his day early. We see, mashallah, the brothers, while we're spending the days here in Al-Tikaf, you commence early. That is the most blessed time. Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. What you can achieve in the morning, you can never achieve in the latter part of the day. It is mentioned about Amir rahimahullah, who was the distinguished student of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. One person from Basra said, "Safartu fi qafilatin fiha Amir ibn Abdullah al-Tamimi." One day we were traveling and we went. Generally when a person is on journey, his garb gets relaxed, his schedule gets compromised. He's a bit more relaxed and he takes it easy. And if a man can have a timetable in journey, in safar, then you can imagine in hadar how particular he will be on his mamulats. Because in journey, the best of people also become relaxed. So he said, "Safartu fi qafila." We went in a group. "Fiha Amir ibn Abdullah al-Tamimi." Amir ibn Abdullah al-Tamimi was there. "Falamma aqbala alayna al-layl," when it was night, "nazalna bi dayda." We halted at a place which was dense with trees. He said, "I watched this man, this friend of Allah, Amir ibn Abdullah. Jama'a Amirun mata'ahu." He gathered his luggage. "Rabata farasahu." He tied his horse. "Tawwala zimamahu." He extended the leash. "Jama'a lahu min hasha'ish al-ard ma yushbi'uhu wa tarahuhu amamahu." He got some food, some fodder, some herb, and he came and he attended to the animal. And this is the balance in the life of our Islam, that while we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not become oblivious of our rights to the fellow creation. Nay, we increase in delivering our rights and our due to others. We increase because that is the balance, that we remain obligated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in a manner that we do not fall short in the rights of the fellow creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including the animal kingdom. Today there's so much slogans that are being chanted regarding the care of animal. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one declaration, in one prophetic statement, ittaqullah fi hadhihi al-bahim al-mu'tama farkabuha saliha watrukuha saliha. Fear Allah in these dumb animals, in these conveyances. Mount onto it in a manner that you have nourished it. And when you dismount onto it, do not offend or insult or hurt the animal in any way. You would know the famous incident where the Sahaba had taken a nestling from the mother, and the bird was pacing up and down in anxiety. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man fajja'a hadha?" Who has caused pain to this mother? And one Sahabi said, "I just took the little baby away." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Return the baby to the mother. Return the baby to the mother. This is not my teachings to cause harm to any creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Anyway, Amir ibn Abdullah, he gathers his things. This person from the group, he said, "I watched this man. ثُمَّ دَخَلَ الْغَيْبَةَ وَأَوْغَلَ فِيهَا." It was a little quiet place. He went inside there and he camouflaged himself. فَقُلْتُ وَاللَّهِ لَأَتْبَعَنَّهُ وَلَأَنْدُرَنَّ مَا يَسْنَعُ. I said to myself, I want to watch. MashaAllah, Hazrat Mufti Ahmed Sahib is here in the other. Watch them, sit close to them, observe their life. They spend their entire life at the feet of great mashayikh. Today they have come to our own shores. Maulana Qasim Sahib had mentioned to me, and I just have a flash of this year, this very masjid, Maulana Zulfiqar Sahib, rahimahullah, may Allah fill his grave with noor. Right, the great Ustaz from Falah-e-Darain. Maulana Qasim Sahib can bear me out on this, and I heard it from him and I quoted on his send. He said that when we had decided and demarcated this land and we had intended to lay the foundation, I had invited my Ustaz and he came here and he resided at my place and he brings tears to me, and I have quoted it in many other places. And we tried to accommodate him in our house and we gave him the best that we had. And in the morning when I went there to see in the early hours, if Hazrat was at well, to humne to Hazrat ko bistar pe sulaya aur subah ko dekha ki Hazrat zameen pe so rahe hain. When I went in the room, I found Hazrat Mawzud Qasa Rahmatullah Ali lying on the floor. So I said, "Hazrat, koi pareshani?" He said, "Bhai, aapne mujhe itne dur se bulaya buniyad ko dalne ke liye, kam se kam main apne aap ko Allah ke samne aajiz ho kar apne aap ko Allah ke samne pesh karu taaki mere haath is qabil bane ke main masjid ki buniyad dalu." Right? I would like to adopt humility before my Creator so that my hands can qualify and they can be worthy to lay the foundation. And who knows, it's the spirit with which He came that today these numbers have congregated and converged. And I was like blown away. I said, "Look at these people. Look at these people. What spirituality they would develop within them. That I have come here, it's not for a joy, right? I'm not here for any other purpose, but I need to energize myself. I need to spiritually hype myself. I need to have something, what it takes within me, so that there could be value and meaning and merit in my hands." Anyway, استقبل القبلة. He then faces قبلة. وانتصب قائما يصلي, and he starts performing صلاة. فما رأيت أحسن من صلاته ولا أكمل ولا أفشع. I never seen someone performing prayer more beautiful, more attractive, more impressive. This is something. We talk of, "Oh, that man's car is amazing. Oh, that man's job is impressive. Oh, that guy's hairstyle just blows me away. Oh, that guy's house is just mind-boggling." When will we become intrigued? When will we stretch an envious eye to those who offer prayer in a manner that is impressive to Allah? When will we start attaching the connotations and the sentiments of impression to prayer and worship? فَمَا رَأَيْتُ أَحْسَنَ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ وَلَا أَكْمَلْ وَلَا أَفْشَعْ. He's offering this prayer and he's devoting his prayer. When he completes his salah, I am watching at a distance and I'm just admiring this man. And I often say that in today's time we've stooped so low. In the old days, there was levels of knowledge. This man had so much knowledge, he was more learned. Now there's levels of ignorance. He's less ignorant, he's more ignorant. All are ignorant, who's more, who's less? Obviously, we're not speaking of the senior ulama and everything, and I'm not speaking of me, I'm talking about myself and the layman, if anybody's comfortable with it. Even if today we can develop this within us, that we start envying the correct people, it's a step in the right direction. अगर आज हमसे इतना ही हो जाए कि हम सही लोगों पे गिब्ता करें, सही लोगों पे रश करें, तो ये भी बहुत बड़ी बात है। चाहे फिर हम वो अमल अपनाएं या ना अपनाएं, अल्लाह को मंजूर, अल्लाह तौफीक दे तो फबीहा वा नईमत, वो सबसे अच्छी सूरत है। लेकिन इतनी बात भी हो जाए, इवन दिस मच कैन हैपन, दैट वी स्टार्ट एनविंग, वी स्टार्ट बिकमिंग इंप्रेस्ड विद द राइट पीपल, दैट टिल टुडे यू नो दिस वाज द मैन, दैट वाज द मैन, ही वाज माय सेलिब्रिटी, एंड टुडे हाउ ऑफन डोंट वी सी द सेलिब्रिटीज, राइट? मोर ऑफ देम आर इनफेमस देन फेमस. The majority of them are infamous. They're more famous for evil than being famed for any great thing. And you see, media just gets hold of it and they expose it, and then it gives off such a stench that it hits the entire planet. And it's happening every day. It's happening every day. Let the media get hold of it and then sensationalize it, and then, oh, but this was my hero. Oh, but this was the man I saluted, I lived by, I saw by, I aspired by, only to know, no, you know what, the man doesn't have skill. It was something else that was giving him that gumption. So he said, after he completed his salah, look at how they used to make munajat with Allah. They used to make munajat with Allah. After prayer, he then made dua. I'm watching him and I'm saying, Allah, I'm so tired, I'm in my bed and yeah, I'm sleeping. But at least I envy the man who can pray. He said, Ilahi khalaqtani bi amri wa aqamtani fi balaya hadhihi dunya bi mashiati thumma qultani istamsik walakin kayfa astamsiku illam tumsikni. Ilahi khalaqtani bi amri. This is munajat with Allah. Ilahi khalaqtani bi amri. Allah, you have ordained my existence, so here I am in this transitory abode. Because you decided it, that is why I have come. خَلَقْتَنِي بِأَمْرِكِ وَأَقَمْتَنِي فِي بَلَايَا هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا بِمَشِيئَتِكِ. Then you subjected me to all these temptations, Allah. There is vice, there's evil, there's attraction, there's craving, there's pining, there's yearning. There's so many things around us. Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiyallahu anhu used to say, it's in the chapters of Fitan, he said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يَنْجُو أَحَدْ إِلَّا مَنْ يَدْعُوكَ دُعَاءِ الْغَرِيبِ. I foresee such a bleak era, and wallah, we are in that era. None will be rescued from the tide, from the challenges of that zamana, but those who beg Allah like how a drowning man is begging Allah. You know, when a man is drowning, God me do bata, he's drowning, then how he screams out to the life savers and he blows his whistle to attract attention. He's not gonna like, okay, you're not listening, so I'm gonna just drown. No. Optimum screaming, his lungs are bursting, he's flapping his hands, he's trying to signal someone, gasping for breath. La yanju ahad illa man yad'uka du'a'il ghareeb. You'll have to cry like you're drowning to rescue the youth from the times of today. Look at Sayyidina Luqman, he tells his son, الدُّنْيَا بَحْرٌ عَمِيدٌ غَرَقَ فِيهِ الْأَوَّلُونَ وَالْآخَرُونَ فَإِنْ اسْتَطَعْتَ فَاجْعَلْ سَفِينَتَكَ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكَ أَنْ تَنْجُو وَلَا أَرَاكَ نَاجِيًا. Listen, my son, I've been here longer than you. I know this ocean, I know the tides, I know the rough waters, I know how turbulent it can be. Take a word from a loving dad. You want to make a vessel which is the obedience of Allah, and the provision in it which is compliance to Allah. Then you will have to sail your vessel in those rocky waters. Maybe you cross the waters, but honestly speaking, my gut feeling is you drown. My gut feeling, sorry, I'm not being euphemistic as they say. I'm not being diplomatic. I'm saying it harsh. I'm calling a spade a spade. لعلك أن تنجو ولا أراك ناجيا. Maybe I'm pushing your hopes high, optimism at its best. No, I doubt you're going to make it. Imagine the dad says to his son, these were the dialogues. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, father and son having a dialogue. I'm just having a flash of it, so I shared, and then I will revert to what I was saying. He's in the throes of death. So the son is on the side of the father. Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu is passing away. Baap bete ki guftagu. So the son says to his dad, "Dad, you're passing away. You just want to tell me what are the pains of death? Because after you go, I will never know about it. And I don't want to be insensitive to your pain, but then how else would I know? Ya abati sifli al-maw. I'm sorry, I know you're passing away, it's not a good time. But can you tell me what does it feel like?" He said, "Ka'anna jibal ad-dunya fawqa sadri." كأن جبال الدنيا فوق صدري. Oh my son, it is. And who was Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu? Right? We don't want to go into all his accolades and what the Nabi of Allah had said about him. It is as if the mountains of the entire world are resting on the bosom of your dad. And then he steps out, and then there's no contact. And after a little while, the son comes back, revives his dad. "Dad, you were saying the mountains, sorry, is it possible to complete that sentence?" وَكَأَنِّي أَتَنَفَّسُ مِنْ ثِقْبِ الْإِبْرَةِ. And I'm gasping for breath, I'm trying to breathe from the eye of a needle. سُوِيكِ نَوْءْ جَزَمَسَاسْ لِنَا تَرَاهُمْ. Imagine that. So, oh Allah, the times are challenging. The times are really, really daunting. To preserve your iman is really not easy. Oh Allah, you created me by your choice. You subjected me to all these temptations. ثُمَّ قُلْتَ لِي إِسْتَمْسِكْ. And then you impressed upon me and you said, "Don't surrender. Don't submit to your ego." In Ruh al-Ma'ani, the quotation of Umar radiallahu anhu is there under this ayah. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ. We will test you with difficulty and ease. Sayyidina Umar said, بُلِينَا بِالضَّرَّاءِ فَصَبَرْنَا وَبُلِينَا بِالسَّرَّاءِ فَلَمْ نَصْبِرْ. بُلِينَا بِالضَّرَّاءِ. Obviously Sayyidina Umar, that's humility. He said, Allah tested us with adversity, we survived the test. Then came the test of Allah with prosperity, we failed dismally. Obviously Umar didn't fail. If Umar failed, nobody passed. Umar passed the best. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بَاهَ بِالنَّاسِ عَشِيَّةَ عَرَفَ عَمَّةً وَبَاهَ بِعُمَرْ خَاسَّةً. After, imagine like you can go and get your certificate, mashallah, you did well, oh, I was really happy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah was impressed at the performance of all my Sahaba. But Umar, you stole the stage. Umar, it was your day. I was saying last week I was in London at a program. I said, people rejoice, I got a trophy. And then you realize it's a floating trophy. It's a floating trophy. I mean, nobody even stays with you. You die, you jump, you rejoice, you scream like you've made it, only to know it stays with you and it moves on. So what did he say? The test that comes with prosperity is far greater than the test with adversity. A young man is living it. He has all going for him in life. Now to curtail, now to clip his wings, now to control himself. This is what Allah really, really loves. So he said, Allah, you've subjected me. ثُمَّ قُلْتَ لِي إِسْتَمْسِكْ. Then you've impressed upon me not to succumb. I am just asking you, وَلَكِنْ كَيْفَ أَسْتَمْسِكُ إِلَّمْ تُمْسِكْنِي بِلُطْفِكَ يَا قَوِيُّ يَا مَتِينَ. Allah, if you're not going to hold me, وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْدُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Allah, if you don't avert their ploy, I will succumb by my instinct, by my nature. Allah, if you don't hold me, I will not be able to. So every day a believer has to cry out to Allah. Salman ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayhi used to say, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ تَطْلُعُ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَّا
يقبل على طالب العلم علمه وهواه ثم يتغالبان في صدره تغالب المتخاصمين فإذا غلب علمه هواه كان يومه يوم ظلم له وإذا غلب هواه علمه كان يومه يوم خسران عليه.
Is it every morning there is a fresh attack that is launched on every seeker of good? Every morning there's a fresh attack. Two things are fighting here: knowledge versus vice, compliance versus arrogance, obedience versus rebellion. This thing is happening. فَإِذَا غَلَبَ عِلْمُهُ هَوَاهُ. If knowledge and obedience dominates, then you have so many leads in your life. You don't have one lead. Every day when you said no to vice, that's a day of lead. And if you succumb to vice on the day of lead, then it's not a lead for you on the day of lead. Meaning you're a loser even on that day. وَإِذَا غَلَبَ هَوَاهُ عِلْمَهُ. When his ego overpowers his virtue, كَانَ يَوْمُهُ. That is the day of failure and of loss. Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghutta, rahimahullah, was reading one kitab of his famous Sahhatun min Sabri al-Ulama ala Shada'il al-Ilm. In there he's mentioned that Hafiz Dhahabi has mentioned in Tadhkirat al-Hafdad on the manaqib and the writings of Abu Nasr al-Sidzi, that he was a great scholar. Abu Ishaq Abban says that I was sitting at the house of Abu Nasr al-Sidzi, and one day I was there for Tuq al-Bab, someone knocked on the door. فَقُمْتُ فَفَتَحْتُ. I went up, I opened. Suddenly, فَإِذَا إِمْرَأَةٌ جَمِيلًا. This is the most beautiful, attractive woman. And in her hand is 1,000 dinars. So she said, where's the chef? So the chef was ushered. She dropped the bag with the beautiful coins. And she said, أَنْفِدْ كَمَا تَرَى. You can take this money and spend it. Now these were great people. They had foresight. They had wisdom, right? He said, مَلْ مَقْسُود. Where are we getting with this money? He said, no, I want you to marry me. So he said, La hajata li fi zawaj. Sister, you just want to keep me clean? I really don't have any intentions now at the moment to get married. So she said, I really want to come close to you and serve you and enjoy your closeness because of your piety. So allow me to marry you so that I can have the opportunity of your closeness. Now if it was me, my shaitan would have been giving me plain gymnastics with me. My shaitan would have been playing gymnastics. As if from Allah. Allah works in mysterious ways. Does he bring in a woman close? A woman is an entire nation. That's a way and way. And I didn't ask for it. I didn't even make ishraf as the Sufiya have. You know, asking from the heart. He said, I don't have any intention of even for any service. Please take the money and excuse yourself. She then took it and she left. When she left, he said, خَرَجْتُ مِنْ سِجِسْتَانْ بِطَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ وَمَتَى تَزَوَّجْتُ سَقَطَ عَنِّي هَذَا الْإِسْمِ. When I left home, I said, I'm going to acquire knowledge. I don't want to dilute this endeavor with anything else. I don't want to mix it with, I said, I'm going for this. Let me do what I came for. Let me do what I came for. This is what I came, let me do this. Sometimes we go into the shop, into the mall, we forget the list that the wife sent us with and we start strolling in the aisles. We buy this. And then when we come out, we realize, hey, I bought everything and I didn't buy what I was supposed to buy. And honestly, this is how my life is ticking away. I'm probably doing everything that I wasn't supposed to do. And I've barely done 3 things out of the must-do list that Allah sent me for. The list that I have to tick off. Then he goes on, Amir ibn Abdillah goes on in his dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إلهي لو كانت لي الدنيا ثم طلبت مني مرضاة لك لوهبتها لطالبها فهب لي نفسي يا أرحم الراحمين. Allah, if I own this entire world and then I have to give it for your pleasure, I would have relinquished it with joy. I would have released it for your pleasure, Allah. Allah, I ask you, O Allah, you give me strength over my ego. You give me control over my ego. You give me ability over it. You've got to exert yourself. Then he said, إِلَانِي أَحْبَبْتُكَ Oh my Allah, I love you and I'm so fond of you. سَهَلَ عَلَيَّ كُلَّ مُصِيبًا. That in your joy it has become easy for me to embrace any difficulty you have put in my path. فَمَا أُبَالِي مَعَ حُبِّي لَكَ مَا أَصْبَحْتُ عَلَيْهِ وَمَا أَمْسَيْتُ فِيهِ. Allah, as long as I know my relation with you has not been compromised, I am not offended or impressed by the fluctuation of my economic status. Whether it comes more or it drops, the erratic fluctuation does not change my focus as long as I know it doesn't compromise my relation with you. This person from Basra said, I was so tired, غَلَبَنِ النُّعَاسِ, I fell off to sleep. But I looked at him, مَا زِلْتُ أَنَامُ وَأَسْتَيْقِدْ وَعَامِرٌ فِي صَلَاتِهِ مَاضٍ فِي مُنَاجَاتِهِ. I would get up, I look, I said, subhanAllah, I'm still performing salah. Today how sad, and I've said it in many of my talks, and I cry, and I'm saying to my kids, sometimes you have to get up for the call of nature, and your sleep is disturbed. And when you get up to respond to the call of nature, you walk in your house and you find the lights are on, and only to knock on the door and get in there and find one of your kids got an earphone in his ears, or someone is busy with an email, or a third person is busy with an iPod. What a sad sight for a parent. And how nice it would be, by Allah, I yearn, I cry, I'm pining for this. Imagine to get up and then you knock on the door and you find one in prostration. Wow, that's a rich man. You're a wealthy man. You're a wealthy man. When Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu, it's a long dialogue, and I'm not going into the details. When he spoke to his mom Asma on the eve when he went in the campaign against Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, and he said, Mom, I just want to tell you something I never told you, but I only say it to you so that you can take solace from this after I'm gone. كوني على ثقة أن ابنك لم يتعمد إتيان منكر قط وما عمل بفاحشة قط ولم يقدر في أمان قط ولم يكن شيء آثر عنده من رضا الله عز وجل ولا أقول ذلك تزكية لنفسي وإنما قلته لأدخل العزاء على قلبه. Mommy, I need to talk to you. Today my son says, Abu, I want to talk to you. My wuzu breaks today. Abu, I'll talk to you in the night. No, no, wait, tell me now, ma. Please tell me now. No, no. You don't know what's crossing my mind. You don't know what's plaguing my mind. I'm thinking of the worst you're going to come to tell me about. So please, don't keep me in limbo. It's too painful. It's too traumatic. Talk to me, because it's the margin of hearing good is very fine and slim. And here, Abdullah ibn Zubair says, Mom, I never told you this. I never told you. I just want to tell you now. What's it? And you know that she was visually impaired, right? And she was 100 years of age. لَمْ يَسْقُدْ لَهَا سِنُّنْ. But all the teeth were intact. He said, كُونِي عَلَى ثِقَةٍ. Mom, take solace. أَبْكُدْ تَسَلِّهُ. أَنَّبْنَكِ لَمْ يَتَعَمَّدْ إِدْيَانَ مُنْكَرٍ قَدْتُ. In my whole life, deliberately, I never disobeyed Allah. I could be a victim to circumstances, right? I always said this, it's human to err, right? It's devilish to persist. It can happen that you overslept, but it can never happen that you plan not to get up for Fajr. It can happen that the alarm clock didn't ring or you didn't hear you, but you went consciously to sleep. But you planned deliberately. No, that cannot happen. There isn't room for that in the life of a believer. Yes, it's human and there is allowance and it's possible that you overslept and it happened rare and rare and neither would wuku and it's not a daily occurrence. Oh, my mom, I've never ever, can you imagine? You know, in English they're saying he's a wealthy father whose children run into his arms even when his hands are empty. He's a rich man. He's a wealthy man who comes home to children who are obedient to Allah and love Allah. He's a wealthy man. أَنَّبْنَكِ لَمْ يَتَحَمَّدْ إِتْيَانَ مُنْقَلِ قَدْتُ وَمَا عَمِلَ بِفَاحِشَةٍ قَدْتُ. And he never, oh my mom, I never did immorality, promiscuity deliberately. وَلَمْ يَغْدُرْ فِي أَمَانٍ قَدْتُ I will be dead, but you can walk with your head high. I never betrayed any Muslim or non-Muslim. And the thing I lived for was to please Allah. And I'm not saying this to count my accolades, to enumerate my achievements, to trumpet myself. وَإِنَّمَا قُلْتُهُ لِمُدْخِلَ الْعَزَاءَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِي I'm only saying this that it comforts you. Again, what was the mother? Alhamdulillah الَّذِي جَعَلَكَ عَلَىٰ مَا يُحِبُّ وَأُحِبُّ My son, all praise belongs to Allah who groomed you. I'm not going to say what I did. Who groomed you, who fashioned you, and brought you to this day that I am impressed and he's impressed. So anyway, he says, I get up and I look at Amir ibn Abdullah, subhanAllah, he's making an ibadah. He's making an ibadah. Then, till it's the break of dawn. When it's morning, he says, Allahumma haqad asbaha subhu. Oh Allah, it's morning. Tafiqa al-nasu yabdun wa yaruhuna wa yabtabuna min fadli. Allah, people are getting, they are embarking, they are traveling. And they are having different requests. Wa inna li kulli wafidin minhum haja. Wa inna haja ta'amil and tabfir lahu. Allah, some want well, others want position, others have examination. My request is the same one I have to hold night, hold day, I'm asking you the same thing, forgive me. Allahumma faqdi hajati wa hajatihim ya akram al-akramin. Allah, fulfill my desire and fulfill theirs. Allahumma inni sa'altuka thalatan fa'a'taytani ithnatain wa mana'tani wahida. Allahumma fa'a'tiniha. Allah, I ask you three things. You very graciously acceded to two of my requests. And by your own wisdom and grandeur, you've declined once. You declined one of my requests. I am submitting to you, O Allah, accept the third need of mine as well. ثُمَّ نَهَضَ مِنْ مَكَانِهِ فَوَقَعَ بَصَرُهُ عَلَيَّ And then he stood up, and as he stood up, he said, Oh, this man was watching me. Now look at the dialogue of the pious. When he seen I was watching him, he said, أُسْتُرْ مَا رَأَيْتَ مِنِّي سَتَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ Listen, don't speak about my amal, I won't speak about your goods. Once upon a time, today I'm exiting the club, and you're exiting the pub, and my gaze falls on you, and your gaze falls on me. And I'll say, I'll blow the whistle on you, and you say, you will unveil it on me. And then what they say, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. You cover me, I cover you. That is what we do today. And once upon a time, the pious were, أُسْتُرْ مَا رَأَيْتَ مِنِّي سَتَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ Don't tell anybody what I did. Don't tell anybody what I did. One of the pious used to say, Ikhlas is such a thing only Allah knows. And the most challenging thing of it is that the time Allah will reveal it, who had ikhlas and who doesn't have, unfortunately if you didn't have, you can't atone for it. The most difficult thing is, you'll be informed at the time that, okay, alright, you didn't have. Now what's the recourse? There's no recourse. There's no recourse. أُسْتُرْ مَا رَأَيْتَ He said, no, I'm going to tell everybody, mashallah, whole night you made ibadah, I'll tell the whole world. And that's it. When you do things to conceive, then Allah will expose it. Allah will reveal it, and Allah. He said, please, my brother. He said, وَيْحَكَ لَا تَفْعَلْ فَلَمَّا رَأَى يَصَارِي When he said, I was insisting, I'm going to end with this year now, it's been time for Maghrib and Iftar. He said, okay, I will tell you, provided you don't reveal the secret and divulge it to anyone. He said, لَكَ عَلَيَّ عَمْدُ اللَّهِ أَلَّا أُفْشِي لَكَ سِرًّا مَا دُمْتَ حَيَّا As long as you love me, I will not share this with anyone. But after you pass on, and if Allah spares me, allow me to pass it on. And Allah reward him that he loved on and he gave me to us that I can convey to you. He said, okay, no problem. He said, three du'as I made to Allah. The first du'a is, this is Amir ibn Abdullah Tamimi, who was the student of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. He said, لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ أَخْوَفْ عَلَيَّ فِي دِينِي مِنَ النِّسَاءِ فَسَأَلْتُ رَبِّي أَنْ يَنْزَعَ مِنْ قَلْبِي حُبَّهُنَّ فَاسْتَجَابَ لِي There was nothing that I was afraid in which I was going to slip and fall more than the temptation of woman. I was sitting in Ryman Marcus good 15, 16 years ago. It was a group of ulama and one of St. Hansa Rahmatullahi was giving the address and I will never forget this day. It was after Asr and there were thousands of people. And he spoke on the fitna of women. And then he said, my tashkeel is, lift your hands, who will make an effort to save himself from the fitna of woman? And he said, this is my only tashkil, nothing else. And the next day he gave the same talk and he made the same request. And the third day he gave the same talk and he made the same request. لم يكن شيء في قلبي أخوف من فتنة النساء. فسألت ربي أن ينزع من قلبي حبه فاستجاب. I said, Allah, I need to cross this hurdle. I need to mature this obstacle. I need to go over this bridge, Allah. I cannot be slipping all the time. I cannot be retrogressing. I need to get hands on and move on. Allah accepted it and Allah has given me strength. Obviously, I'm a human, so temptation will be made. But Allah has given me the ability. Just like in Ramadan, it's not like you don't feel hungry or you don't feel thirsty. You do feel, but you've disciplined yourself and listen, I'm going to be fasting. And it's not like you don't feel hungry. You do, but alhamdulillah, you have that inner conviction and that closeness that you're going to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing that I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سألت ربي ألا أخاف أحدا غيره. I said, Allah, free my heart from anxiety. Free my heart from fearing objects and things and people and so many other things. فاستجاب لي. So Allah accepted this dua. فوالله لا أرهب شيئا في الأرض ولا في السماء سواه. So now in my heart, I only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, I was reading in one of Rasul Rahmatullah Ali's kitab, his Fadha Harari, somewhere I was reading there, where a person had to give a proposal somewhere. So the proposal was declined. So one of the quotes, the beautiful quotation there, he said that in أَعْطَيْتَ فَإِنَّ الْمُعْطِي هُوَ اللَّهُ وَأَنْتَ مَشْكُورٌ وَإِن مَنَعْتَ فَإِنَّ الْمَانِعَ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَأَنْتَ مَعْذُورٌ. I said, subhanAllah, these were people that had a link with Allah. Listen, if you've approved my request, then in essence Allah has approved it, but protocol calls that I acknowledge you. Point taken, much appreciated. I appreciate what you did. It was a kind gesture. But the belief is in أَعْطَيْتَ فَإِنَّ الْمُعْطِي هُوَ اللَّهُ أَلَّهُ But you will be acknowledged and reciprocated. وَإِن مَنَعْتَ فَإِنَّ الْمَانِعَ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَأَنْتَ مَعْذُورٌ. And if you refuse, in essence Allah declined, then you'll be excused. If you refuse, in essence Allah declined, you'll be excused. So that's protocol. So what I'm saying is that the bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone said in the Arabic language, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَارَقْتَهُ عِوَضٌ وَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ إِنْ فَارَقْتَهُ مِنْ عِوَضِهِ. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَارَقْتَهُ عِوَضٌ. You lost a partner, there's a substitute. You lost a job, there's a counter offer. You lost a flight, you can get onto another flight. But hang on, my brother, if you lost your Allah, you cannot find any other Allah. If you lost your Allah, you've uttered something, hey, don't talk like that, you lose your job. They don't talk like that, you lose your iman, you've lost your creator. وَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ إِنْ فَارَقْتَهُ مِنْ عِوَضِي. If you've lost your bond, your proximity, your link with Allah. And he said, the third thing that I made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I asked Allah to free me from the need of sleep. فَمَنَعَنِي هَذِهِ الثَّالِثَ. Allah said, no. Allah didn't accept this, so I'm overpowered by sleep. But you read the lines. I was saying to someone the other day in the talk, today our body has become a vessel of absolute pampering and nursing. So I need to massage my body so much before it gives me so little. Today you get your mamulat. No, I didn't sleep well, it's okay. But today is out, I got to talk. You're fasting, hey, no man, I'm constipated, brother, today I'm out my fast. If my body doesn't support me a little bit more, there goes my mamulat, everything goes, it's gone through the window in the third year. I've got to massage it, I must pamper it, I must nourish it, I must sleep it nicely, sleep well, eat well, do this. Then it gives me a little bit. Then it gives me, we become slaves to it. Allama Nawawi is rented in his halal. Then he said, for 2 years, ma wada'tu janbi ala firashi. For 2 years, I didn't consciously sleep. While sitting, I should just get overpowered with sleep. I was reading about Hazrat Madni when I was flying. One day he started giving a talk.
and then he got tired. He said, brothers, please be kind. It's been 11 days I haven't slept. Allow me the moment to sleep. It's just been 11 days I haven't slept. Today, if there's a slight change in my body pattern, immediately I back off in my worship. I back off, I go slow, and you need to take care. This is how weak. So when I heard this, I said, Rifan bin Afsik, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تُدْرَقْ بِأَقَلْ مِنْ هَذَا. Brother, brother, you don't have to go and exert yourself to such a length. Surely you can attain Jannah without exerting yourself so much. And he said such an amazing statement, and maybe we can live with that, and we can conclude with this. He said, إِنِّي أَخْشَى أَنْ أَنْدَمَ حَيْثُ لَا يَنْفَعُ النَّدَمُ. I don't want to lament on a day when regret will not avail me. I don't want to cry the day when the tears will not help. In the Tabi'ul Ghafirin, in Sifatul Nar, there's a quotation there, when the people of this ummah who transgress will be brought to the borders of hell, they'll tell Malik, can we cry? We just want to cry. We have to burn, tough luck. Or can we cry? We just want to vent our pain. Malik will say, go for it. I'm on your side, you can cry. As they will cry, Malik would say, Ma ahsana hadha al-buka law kana fi dunya. Oh, beautiful tears. I'm sorry, the wrong value. I'm sorry. Oh, these are amazing. You know, if you only shed one of this in the world, for those would have been yours. This is the moment of Maghrib. It's a gathering of nobility. There are great luminaries that have gathered here that has devoted these few moments in tear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah forgive our past, and may Allah give us that ability. One of the scholars said, today we're making istighfar, we're not making tawbah. Istighfar is Allah, forgive my past. Tawbah is Allah, I pledge never to revert to my vice. So let us make istighfar and tawbah. Wa afru da'wana.